Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Rob and Sean Show. Sean, unfortunately, could not make it here today. He had a doctor's appointment.
Fuck you. The intro is all I have left.
You wish.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Rob and Sean. Fuck, I fucked it up.
Get out of here. Go to your doctor's appointment, loser.
What is the Rob and Sean show? If it's not Rob and Sean, is it just the show? The show show?
I got Kiana, bro. She's the backbone anyways.
I forgot the Kiana show is always going to take bro, us down.
Kiana's making waves.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. It's your boy, Sean, and Rob back for another Heat episode. And Clay is joining us for a little today while he's hanging out.
Hello,
everybody.
Today, I wanted to talk about fucking... I've been seeing a lot of, like, alpha dude, like, news and shit, because Andrew Tate's about to face all of his charges and shit. And then I'm seeing a bunch
we
of, like, alpha dudes.
In fact, alpha male, so everything we are about to say is, in fact, fact and by proxy, gospel.
Based.
Because we, in fact, are gods, and could even be beyond gods.
Yep.
I don't need to say my dick is big, but I'll just say it in case I need to.
If someone said my dick was big, I would say yes.
Yeah.
If someone said my dick was big, that'd be a first.
If I were being real. As a true alpha, I don't lie.
Whenever I see ladies, dude, I walk right up, I grab my dick, and I go, I'm a dog in these streets.
Hell yeah.
I bark like the alpha dog that I am on all fours.
Yeah, every girl I've ever been with is like, yeah, wouldn't you fall in love with them? I don't know, when he started barking at me aggressively, I just couldn't resist.
Wait a minute, all alphas are furries, confirmed.
Yeah, all alphas are furries, they all want to fuck dogs.
That's right, it's fact, bro, like I'm saying.
Bro, who are these bitches they're looking for?
Female dogs, bro. They want to have a bunch of babies.
Exactly. Exactly. Write this down. Somebody write this down. Jim, write this down.
They want to be heard. Heard that.
Heard what?
Heard that.
That.
Heard
Fair enough.
That. Heard that.
Unreal.
But do you guys know what I'm talking about? Like, do you ever, like, you know, you get sucked into fucking, like, your reels on, like, Instagram or fucking TikTok, whatever the
time.
Fuck.
All the time.
All the things suck you in, and then a stupid fucking podcast will come up with some dudes being like, you know why I believe women shouldn't deserve rights? It's because women are dishwashers, and blah, 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 blah. Like, fucking, when dishwashers are broken, you fucking divorce them, and then you complain when they want to divorce you first. Like, I don't understand.
It's
basically all I hear from
they're spewing, like, complete general nonsense. Like, if you work hard, you will succeed. It's like, obviously, or it's something completely fucking base where it's just like, obviously, men are superior than women just because it's just a fact. Like, look at it throughout history. The men have penises. It's like, okay.
The most baffling thing is that they'll be saying this most outlandish shit, being like, women suck and men rule, with like 12 girls there that are all just trying to promote their OnlyFans. They don't give a fuck. Like, they're just sitting there like, yeah, I make OnlyFans. They're like, you're not a woman, you're a slut. And then they're like,
but
I'm rich.
You
know what I mean?
To see my fucking feet. You're a real alpha. Give me $1,000.
And it's like, bro, but aren't you like the alpha dudes inviting all these OnlyFans girls on your podcast in the first place? Like,
bro, they're trying to change them.
I don't need to invite them because they're important women, but I don't see them as important.
You know, there's this one, it's called like Fish and Fresh and Fit. I don't know if you heard of it. They're very big.
I don't really follow alphas.
They went through a con. There was a big thing because one of them, he got caught like exposed. He was sleeping with I don't know if he's a prostitute or some type. A girl she was sleeping with. He's dating girls. And
oh, is this the one where
he got her pregnant?
The girl got pregnant and he was like telling her to get an abortion. She was like, no. It's like it's a religion thing. She's like, me and Parker.
God wanted us to have this baby. If I'm having this baby, you know, like she got pregnant. She doesn't believe in abortion. That's just her. And he's just like. I don't really feel the same way. She's like, well, why are you fucking me with no condom? This and that.
Just like all in. It's just so much shit. It's like, bro, like, get exposed. Like, you just got caught doing all the shit you just talked about. And it's like, it's just backfiring in your face. Like, well, obviously, that's going to happen if you do all the fucking shit. It's like, well, I don't want that. It's like, then don't do what you're fucking saying, you idiot.
Yeah.
Like, oh my
God. It's pretty baffling that he's out here, like, you know, the alpha dude, bro. Like, women are sluts, this and that. But he's out here, like, paying for sex. And then, like, not using condoms and then just being like, get an abortion. Like, fucking, like, the things he's obviously against on his podcast, he's very much anti-abortion.
Yeah, it's gotta love people that pick and choose stuff and all flip-flop.
It was for the bit, dog.
That did it for the gram.
Dude, Meet the Grams? Now that was pretty intense.
What the fuck's Meet the Grams?
You didn't hear Meet the Grams?
No,
you know I'm talking about.
Don't watch the Grammys.
No. The diss, bro.
Oh, you Every talk about. Diss. Oh yeah, I heard. Yeah, Drake lost. I knew he was gonna lose the moment I heard Kendrick versus Drake. I was like, where did that come from? And why? What does Drake think he's doing? Like when you see like people dissing each other, like you can obviously tell like who's gonna lose. Like you just hear a better name, it's like, okay, it's that person. Like obviously, like. Yo, Kendrick Lamar, any day of the week. Like, are you fucking kidding?
Drake was out here calling, it was like saying, I'm not sure what's true or not, but saying that like Kendrick Lamar, like, was abusive to his wife, this and that, and there's this and that, like, going deep. And then Kendrick Lamar's like, all right, you fucking pedo. This and that is why you're a pedo. and what was it? And then Drake responded with like, oh yeah, well, blah, 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 something. You suck and you're down, and I'm not even fucking Millie Bobby Brown. He didn't say that, but that's what I'm
saying. No, I remember that. Everyone's been memeing that line.
And everyone's like, who said Millie? No one brought her up until you did.
Yeah.
Like, why'd you gotta throw that name? Were you thinking about it?
He got defensive, dog. He got in his head.
He did. No, Kendrick Lamar's bars are disgusting. It makes me go, like, whenever I'm writing and stuff, and I think, like, oh, man, I can make it, and then I see these guys, and I'm like, ah. Dude, all right, I'm in a good place.
Throw
like,
where the hole
I belong.
Fucking goddamn it. It's like, well, I tried.
Pussy what?
Yeah, it's you.
Your pussy's wet?
Sean's
wet confirmed.
Already wet? Is it the sultry voice?
It's probably because he's a beta male.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am. I'm a beta male. I don't even have sex.
Bro,
I've never
you
seen
saying
this
that
man
just makes you even more alpha, bro.
That's the even funny thing I love about That's the funniest thing I also love about like all alphas. Like they're all like they're so like I'm an alpha, but it's like, bro, like announcing that doesn't, it's like the exact opposite of what that person would do. It's like when someone's like, I'm extremely humble, it's like, so you're not.
No, I hate that shit. I knew a girl who always said that shit.
It's like, I'm humble.
Like, I'm so humble.
It's like, no, you're not.
Like, why do you ever remind me every fucking 2 seconds?
Oxymoron if I've ever heard one.
Just bragging about being humble.
It's like, that's, you can't. Like, you literally can't. Like, if someone called you humble, all you could say is, like, thanks.
Yeah.
It's like, thanks. It's about, like, that's, if you want to be a humble, just be like, yeah, thanks.
Yeah. Appreciate it.
You know, cool. But, the, you know, it's like, as much as I like to shit on, like, these alpha podcasts, and I hate them, and they suck. What was I saying? Anyway.
Remember, they do suck, and there's a positive about it.
The part of me that's like, okay, like, a part of me wants to be like, oh, whatever, who cares? Like, it's annoying, and they're dumb, like, they're sharing their shitty opinion, but, like, you can't, whatever. But a part of me is also like, it's a little dangerous, it's a little stupid, because my little brother also kind of follows and believes in that stupid shit, and it's like, what the fuck are you doing?
I understand how he, like, I get where if he likes, like, the basic general stuff where it's just, like, telling
No, yeah, you know, he's not weird like that, but he's, like, sucked in a little bit, and that's,
like, I get, like, for the grind set shit, but, like, everything else is, like, don't think for the women shit, don't think about any, just think about for the maybe the money. I can maybe see it for the money, maybe, but that's it.
And they actually
don't
do the money.
So go ahead.
But like,
sorry, what are you saying?
Just like the money. Just only do it for money. Don't follow them for the bitches. Even if I'm not even advocating them for the money part. I highly doubt they're that good with money.
Yeah, so Sean, just start stripping.
Yeah, Sean, take the chance.
Well, I was gonna say, you fucking like. It's also, if you think about it, they're dudes online who are ripped. And that have wealth, and they're like, I could easily trick people to give me more wealth, like, it's because they want this. You know what I mean? Obviously, like, that's what the internet is.
Yeah, but it's pretty. Yeah, it's pretty low.
I don't know.
Fruit.
Who's going after underage people who don't make good decisions?
I don't know. I don't know how fucking watching a dude who is ripped tell me that I need to be ripped and that I need to fuck bitches instead of like working on getting ripped and fucking bitches on my own.
If you just watch it, it'll happen.
If I feel like if they would just say like, yeah, I got this body by eating right and exercising, Like, I feel like if it's like, that's all it is.
Not sitting on my phone all day for 8 hours a day scrolling.
Yeah, it's like, that's all you could say. Like, that's how you get better at, like, that's how you get better exercise. Like, that's how you become a better person physically.
Let me also be clear with the audience that we are all the wrong people to be commenting about.
Like, right about how fit you should be. Stupid.
We all...
Oh, it's and not today's a, yeah, it's not healthy. Sponsor is brought to you by Crabs. It tastes pretty good.
And he's our friend.
That too.
He smokes a lot. Rolls joints.
Back to the normal podcast.
I'm just going to bring up GTA 6.
It's making my dick hard just thinking about it.
What is your history with GTA, Clay? You got any, like, you grew up playing GTA?
Yeah, I mean, played GTA 5 when it came out, like, a lot, and then I went
back like, your first like one?
San Andreas and bullshit.
Oh, for sure.
But
so you started with 5 and then went back and played the old ones.
Yeah.
Dude, I remember fucking first GTA, well, I didn't even really play it, my brothers would play it. What was the one where you're in Miami?
Vice City
was the
OG. With like the 80s neon vibe. Yeah, that's what we're going.
Most of my brothers would play. It was so sick.
Oh, Rob, you're gonna be so hyped for the new one then, because it's gonna be hella nostalgic.
No, I love the car. I'm hype about the cars, and that's about 90% of it. It's like if the car custom is, if there's like 200 cars, and I have 50 options for cars, I could literally go crazy.
That's all you want.
I want cool cars, and I want the paint job to look like a mirror.
Hurt.
I want a chrome car, and I want it to look photorealistic, and I also want to put 24-inch rims on the Impala. Shot collar.
Damn it.
I replaying the number 5 on like the PS5, it, like, holy shit, I can't imagine what the new one's gonna fucking look like.
It's fucking crazy.
Feels like real titties bouncing on the string. You see those fucking ass physics though in that trailer though?
Oh, bro.
That girl on the cards is like bam bam, like, yeah.
Not even all the ass physics. All the ass was just like the physics were right.
So yeah, that's what I would
picture. That was somebody's entire job just to figure that out.
Good ass shit, that would be my job. Make real life tests.
Wait, Sean, you know that hot bitch from Resident Evil 8?
Yeah, the village, the vampire girl, Demiscu, whatever.
Yeah, you know, she's got more polygons in her ass than all fucking in fucking Resident Evil 1 when it first came out.
Shut the fuck
up. I swear to fucking God.
Yeah,
bro.
I mean, that's, I feel like that's obvious.
But just, like, think about it. Really, think about it.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And it was worth, every polygon was fucking worth it.
It was. Like, think about it, man. Like, think of all the thoughts.
Well, I brought up the trailer because I know you guys all saw it.
Leave it there.
Did you guys ever fucking watch, like, did you guys ever, like, oh, well, Rob didn't, but Clay, did you ever, like, did you see the GTA 5, like, trailer before it came out?
Yeah.
Like, were you were hyped for it?
I didn't actually see the GTA trailer until after I bought the game. I was just, like, I went into a GameStop buying games, and I was like, yo, you guys got fucking GTA 5? And they're like, fuck yeah, we're here. I was like, oh, sick, I'm gonna buy that then. Well, I mean, I had my mom do it, which was very awkward because they were like, you know, this guy, like, naked women and guns and violence. She's like, really? I was like, Mom, for the love of God, come on. She's like, Mom, I'm already paying for it. Like, let me play the game. Apparently it's been out for 2 weeks. I guess I've already dropped the ball.
I think, I remember I had, like, my mom's, like, credit card on my PlayStation, and I would give her money so I could buy it. Like,
I would do that all the time with Gran Turismo. What was it? Four.
And fucking, I think I did that with the game, and I remember I had to wait like a day and a half because I'm so big and PS3s are slow to download.
GTA on the PS3 back in the day, because no, not to shit on my mom, but we had the shittiest fucking Wi-Fi, so it would literally, like, it would update on a Tuesday. I would have to start it before I left for school, and I wouldn't be able to get to play it until after the update the next day after school because it'd be just taking that fucking long. Like, yeah, goddamn.
Yeah, dude, those days.
Most of that was probably the Wi-Fi.
Kids are fucking privileged, dude. They fucking get their games, their PlayStations update for them all.
Dude, I fucking...
It should fucking update. You should just put a disc in it and it fucking works, bro.
No, there's bugs in it. Why did you sell it then? You can fix it in post.
Fix what in post? What did I miss? I was drinking some iced coffee for a second.
No, we were joking about like how games are like sold broken. So it's like, why are you selling broken games? We'll fix it in post. We'll fix.
Oh, I thought you guys said something. I need to fix in post. And I was like, oh shit, what do I need? Yeah, I'm just happy Parker's not here again, bro. That was the most I've ever had to edit in my fucking life.
You thought it was bad when your brother came on.
Oh yeah, my brother. He dropped it once. I was like, what the fuck is wrong with the people I hang out with? I was bringing up the trailer because I've watched the GTA 5 trailer before it came out, and like, it's crazy when you look at the game that you have today and the trailer, because it looks the fucking same. Most fucking games lie to you, but the graphics and the looks,
it's so true.
But Rockstar has been pretty consistent. Red Dead 2's reveal trailer, GTA 4 and 5, like, they look exactly how you play the fucking game.
Because they know how to make games.
I miss Mini Nicole.
Yeah. The thing that sucks, though, yeah, they know how to make good games, like big-ass games, but it costs at the cost of making a bunch of different types of games.
Motherfucker, like, they made a billion dollars off GTA 5. They're fine.
No, I mean, like, they can't make, like, they're not going to make their other franchises anymore. You know what I mean? It's going to take forever. Like, they're not working on Bully. Stuff. They're not working on Manhunt.
Fucking
Max Payne, dog? I want a fucking another Max
can
Payne.
Can I get my list off before I get fucking shoddy over here?
I'm gonna kill you. Alright, I'm gonna go drink some coffee.
Yeah,
please
help me. Gun cock and everything. Like, fucking GTA's baller, don't get me wrong. Red Dead's great. I was gonna say fucking Max Payne. Chill. Manhunter is a little much. I'm not the biggest fan of the Bully.
I never played it.
Guys. Just because
it's so good,
it's just I get it's kid GTA, yeah. But at the same time, it's like I would rather just play GTA.
But it's a different story.
But why would I want to be a kid?
Because
I was a kid playing the game. It's like, oh, you're in high school. You're like you're in fifth grade or whatever. The first thing, yeah, I am. I am in fifth grade.
Oh, Rob's hating on Bully. You don't like Bully?
Yeah,
I didn't say what? That. I was like, I'm not a big fan. I just don't like the story.
You don't like that story? You.
Well, okay, I like the story. I don't like the setting.
You don't like me. You wanted to be an adult, steal cars, and shoot people. You don't want to be a little kid.
Be a kid, steal skateboards, and beat the shit out of random kids?
No.
It's not funny to you to beat up kids? Because you can only beat up kids as a kid.
I don't want to beat up kids.
But it's funny.
Well, what was cool about that game, it was a little different. It's like, yeah, you can't kill people, but all the characters had like a name, and like all the townspeople and all the students, like you got to know them all, and you could be a dick to them and they won't like you, or you can make them be friends with them and have them like you. They all had like a personality. It is PS2, nothing crazy, but like it was pretty deep for like a game around that time where you just punch fucking kids.
Exactly.
I guess. Look
like
the
you,
Rockstar game. What other one?
Fucking like, Midnight Club, goddammit.
Obviously, like, fuck God.
I was waiting for it.
Midnight Club, I've heard about that racing game.
God damn it, fuck you. Play it.
Yeah, sure, play it.
Midnight Club LA.
I've thought about almost bought, I've almost bought it on my Xbox, because they got that replay. No, fuck, you know what I'm talking about.
Gran Turismo was great up until they fucking made it shitty with all the goddamn microtransactions.
Micro penis.
Even though I like Forza's pretty cool. My brother got me in it, but I like Need for Speed. It's just classic arcade bullshit. Upgrade your car, you're a street racer kind of shit, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I like.
There's just too many of them.
Yeah, there are. They're all just like dumb. They're like, okay, well, Rob, I've learned to take them all as like their own Fast and Furious games. They're good Fast and Furious games.
Oh, there's L.A. Noir. I mean, that one's all right.
Oh, that would be another good one, dude.
A lot of GTA.
Did you guys play L.A. Noir ever?
Yeah, it was all right.
I like
it's kind of hard to read their faces.
Yeah, that's the problem. They were like, yo, check it out. It's like, well, you guys got to have better graphics. The game would actually be great with physics now.
Add it on the PC.
If they remastered it now, it would probably be a really great game because you could actually tell if someone was like making a face. Like all the other ones are like,
mod it to make it better.
They did remaster. They made it HD, but they didn't like remake it with brand new things. They just kind of made it look HD on the new consoles.
Shoulda, yeah. Coulda, woulda.
I love when people defend old games and they're like, yeah, bro, all you gotta do is just mod it.
Dude, that was me and Sean when we were playing Shadow the Hedgehog. I was like, oh, this is a great game. Two levels in. How the fuck did we play this game?
Yeah, dude, because we were like, we were gonna do the most evil, like, path in
Ruby. We did do the evil path. It was great.
And it was so fucking, like, there was a point where you have to, like, collect or, like, kill all these enemies. And it's sometimes fucking impossible to find the last stupid little piece of shit.
You gotta run around the Chaos map Emerald four bullshit. Different times to find that guy that's just, like, hidden in the corner. It's like, yeah, of course I would have noticed that.
Goddamn.
It was pretty bullshit. But it was also really worth it because, you know, nostalgia for running through, switching off levels. And then we got to the end. The boss was glitchy and stupid and bullshit.
That last boss.
Well, what is the thing he says at the end? He gets all the Chaos Emeralds. He's like, really, this is the evil run. And he's just like, finally, I can destroy the world.
And they don't show it. They just say he's going to do it.
And it cuts to black, and it's just the credits start rolling. And we're like, what the fuck?
Like, nothing happened.
Yeah, and apparently, like,
the world. This is Shadow using guns, and he says, damn.
Oh, yeah, damn. Not damn. Here.
Every time he died, just, damn.
He would, I know, I guess you have to fucking beat it, like, five or six.
We gotta get all the endings to get the real ending.
Well, let's go. Let's start cooking.
I made a joke with Rob. I'm like, honestly, dude, if we fucking, if we made a stream to play game stuff, I think that'd be one of the first things we'd play. All of Shadow the Hedgehog.
Because then I'd actually figure out the stupid camera control. I would get used to the controls after playing for him. Like, all right, I remember why I like this game is.
What, did you guys ever play fucking that Sonic the Hedgehog game, the one that came out in 2006, that broken ass one, or not?
Oh, Frontiers.
No, it was just called Sonic the Hedgehog.
Sonic Forces?
No. I don't know.
No, it's called Sonic 06 nowadays.
Oh, yeah, that one, yeah. Sonic
06. Oh, yeah, now you guys know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I had that game when it came out. Like, I got it. My dad just gave it to me. And I was like, oh, that's cool. It came with, like, whatever the PS3 or whatever he bought. And holy shit, I remember playing the shit out of that game. Be like, yeah, this game is cool. It's all right. But now looking back, it's like, that thing was so fucking broken. And I don't know what the fuck was going on. And I never got to the part where the princess kisses the hedgehog. Like, what the fuck?
Yo, bestiality confirmed.
In Sonic the Hedgehog, it makes sense. It's okay.
No, he's a hedgehog. And she's a human.
But he's got gloves and shoes, yeah, dude.
But he has Amy. He's got the pink hedgehog.
Yeah, but sometimes you gotta switch it up, I guess.
That's for the fanfic.
I don't know.
When he just goes beat mode.
He just goes, all right, guys, check out what I can do with my pen real quick. That's the meme with the guy just riding fire.
Sonic the Hedgehog is like, when you said that, it is one of those weird fan bases that has a lot of like weird porn about it, or like cross, or like fan.
Go in your room right now.
What?
Yes, sir. I got my roommate Reed an Elder Scroll for his birthday, and it finally showed up.
Oh, you got him an Elder Scroll?
Yes, sir.
Is this the sound of you opening a box next to your phone?
And it unscrews to like on the sides.
Oh, so I can like.
Yeah, so you can fucking transport it and shit. It comes in three pieces. But like, yeah. Dude. Promoted by Elder Scrolls. Second fucking. Yeah. Yeah.
Promoted by Elder Scrolls.
I bought an Elder Scroll off Etsy. Dude, the seller, oh my god, I feel so bad for him, because, dude, he's fucking in Ukraine, but, dude, that shit...
He's fucking in Ukraine?
Yeah, that's pretty baller, like, that's pretty sick. Like,
bro, he's still making you Elder Scrolls in the middle of Ukraine?
Just 3D print Elder Scrolls, and I'm just like, okay, like, that's a thing, that's cool.
Bro needs to make a fire spell for fucking Putin, goddamn.
I was just like, and I was looking at all the shit he 3D prints, like, damn, I was like, he makes a lot of shit. But I would recommend Etsy. Fucking shit's pretty cool. The only thing I didn't like, I wish I would have looked that it was in Ukraine, because I would have bought it sooner. But you know, that would be shipping, bitch.
I bought some stuff from Etsy for the first time, actually. Kyan's been obsessed with that Stardew Valley game. Okay. I bought her a fucking toolbar. It was like a bookmark that says a tool used for like remembering or placing a book. It's like a thing from the game. And then like a picture of her wife.
Okay.
Yeah, like, because you can get married in the game, so I was just like, yeah, I'll get a little like keychain of her wife. So I feel I'm being cucked by a video game character.
Right.
And it's all right. It's okay.
Yeah,
I'm getting cucked in Minecraft.
Bro, in game.
Bro, he hitting shift on the back part really hard.
Yo, did they update Mike? Did you get the cuck update on Minecraft?
Did you get the cuck update? You can get married and be unsatisfied for years now.
Woo! You can get married and then sit in a chair and watch.
Yeah. You could adopt a dog and cat and they'll sit there and judge you for it. I was just trying to think, like, I don't know why I brought up Alpha Bills in fucking GTA 6. I had no other reason to bring that up. I just brought it up.
Sean just really wants to play the game. Rockstar, give us a demo of the game. You heard it. Come on. We're extremely popular.
Right here, right now.
I would shit bricks.
Dude, I would die. I wouldn't even know what to, I would play the whole game, no matter how fucking broken it was. I'd be like, this is the greatest game of my life.
Speculation time about it. Do you know, like, we spent, like, there was, like, there's a couple, there's love scene, like, there's, they're, like, in love and shit like that. And do you think they're gonna let us just switch back and forth, like, in number 5, or do you think it's gonna be, like, a bit different?
I feel like you can switch back and forth, like, free roam style, but I feel like they're also gonna do the same thing where, like, a lot of missions you gotta play as one of the persons only, so you'd have to flip floppy.
Big question I have for you, Clay. I asked Rob this before we did the call today. In GTA 6, I know you guys, you're in love. It's a love story. Are you going to be able to fuck hookers still?
Probably. It's GTA.
But, like, you're in love with someone. You guys are in a relationship, aren't you?
Maybe you just rob them.
Well, also, if you could just still fuck hookers, don't you think there's going to... I feel like this is going to be a future argument. I'm going to say it right now. There's going to be a bunch of weird dudes online. They're going to be, like, talking about the main girl character sleeping with other dudes or sleeping with other hookers. And then be like, I don't want to play as the dude. He's a fucking cuck. He lets his girlfriend fuck anybody.
That's valid, dude.
No, it's going to be a meme. Like, before...
Even though you're in control.
Like, before you get with, like... your partner in the game, like, you'll be able to fuck hookers, and then, like, after you get with them, like, when you go and fuck hookers, you'll be like, you got a ring on. No thanks. It'll be, like, something meme-y like that. It'll be like, ooh, I tried too late.
I wonder, like,
it'd be
what side... I was gonna say, what side shit do you want, like, to be in this game? Like, what, like, kind of side missions and shit would you want?
Wait a minute, now that I think about it, another tangent. You know, in GTA 5, Michael can get a fucking prostitute any time in the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, he can.
So, like...
Well, the thing is...
I'm just saying, so, like, I feel like that... Why,
well, his wife is cheating on him, so...
So that makes it okay?
Well, in the when you play the game, there's always a story context for it. Like, if you do it before, it's because it's his unhappy marriage. When they're gone, it's because they're gone. And then after, it's because he's a piece of shit. And you can talk to your therapist about it. And depending on, like, how many people you kill or what you do, it comes up.
No, yeah, the therapist guy sucks. At the end, you can either kill him or keep him alive. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, and I thought, I like those parts when the game is like, I don't know, like when in Red Dead also, they did it way better, when you could sit down with like Mary Beth or whatever and be like, I don't know why I keep killing people or doing this and that, right? Well, when I played Red Dead 2, I was like a total good boy, a total good cowboy, right? But when I would ride my horse really fast, I would run over a fucking animal or a bird, right?
Yeah.
But I'm not going to stop every time to pick up a fucking squirrel I run over to pick it up. So I would go over and talk to Mary Beth, talking about my sins. My sins would always just be like, I just keep killing animals needlessly. And I'm like, I'm not doing it on purpose. My fucking heart. I'm just trying to get to places. They keep running into me.
Killing animals needlessly.
Really, it's the horse that should be repenting.
No, it's like the funniest thing, because whenever I play a good person run, it's always like, that's my one flaw. I keep running into fucking birds, so I'm hauling ass.
You better pick them up and you probably won't say anything. You gotta use the whole animal, bro.
I love that those... I keep killing animals needlessly. I'm like, bro, it's not your fault.
You need to keep killing animals. You gotta do a run-through and make Arthur really fat. I've always wanted to do one of those run-throughs.
Yeah, I wonder, like, how... Because they say that for, like, GTA 5 and And that one, the only thing that really changes is GTA San Andreas.
We get like Saints Row shit and like the dick huge. GTA 6.
Make it like make it like Cyberpunk, have the dick glitch through the pants.
Cyberpunk dick.
Did you play Cyberpunk, Clay?
Nah.
Oh, dude, the first thing I did when I did... The first thing I did in Cyberpunk is I became a male, and I was like, yep, I assume a dick as long as possible. That was the first thing I did, I swear to God.
I feel like every dude who plays a game, they can make their dick any size. Like, I'm gonna make it big, I have to.
Gotta make it huge, bro. Like, my character needs to experience the full game.
We were, do you think, like, I wonder what, like, the online will be like. I wonder if they're probably gonna fucking try to do the same shit with 5 and, like, make it, like, insufferable.
It's gonna be a whole year before GTA 6 online becomes a thing.
And they're trying to figure out a way how they can charge you for their shark card.
Yep.
Oh, no, that's the first thing they're probably working. They're probably already working on that now.
To even play online, you have to
buy a shark card every time you get online. It's like, you want to spend a lot today or a little? It's like, how much GTA are you playing? Clay, you've got a phone call with a first name, last name.
First name, last names.
First name, pulling up. Person's got a first name and a last name. They live at location designated United.
Rob, I'm curious. Now we're talking about games. I'm curious, Rob. So PS3 era, what was your game of choice? What was the game you were always playing?
Okay, so I had a PS2, and the main game I would only ever play on that was Shadow the Hedgehog for a fat minute. And then I got a Wii, and I did Wii.
Wow, that's hella funny. I did not know that was like your main game.
Oh, wait, before I continue my list, our good old Clay's got to go. I'm going to give him a good old peace out, hombre.
Later. Thank you for stopping by, Clay. It was nice having you, dog.
Sean, I will see you soon in your dreams.
Ooh. Oh no.
Yeah. Whether you like it or not.
Yeah. Oh, that's even worse.
But
you were on the Wii next.
PS2, then they had the Wii. I had Wii Sports. Oh, wait, when did I play Lego Star Wars? When did Lego Star Wars come out?
Ooh, 2009, 2007, maybe even.
Did I play that on the Wii? Did that come out on the Wii?
Yes.
I think I played Wii. Yeah, Wii. I think I played Lego Star Wars on the Wii. Because I played the shit out of that game. I played I found out there were Lego games, I played the shit. And Lego Indiana Jones. Oh my God. Played the shit out of that.
So you were stuck with a lot of like franchise games or like kid games growing up at first. Okay, got it. And what'd you go for Wii?
And then I had a PS3. That's when I got GTA 4 and a bunch of just like random other PS3. Before GTA, I had a Driver San Francisco. Dude,
that I never got to play that. I heard that's like a cult classic game.
Dude, it's so it's San Francisco GTA. It's so fucking cool. I mean, yeah,
And then you hover, you like mind swap.
Spoiler alert for this old ass game, but like you're in a coma.
It's like the first scene in the game.
Well, no, like you don't know, like you wake up from the coma, but you don't know you're still in the coma.
Yeah, the story's not that intense. The game is really fun though.
Oh yeah, but the whole thing is like you can just jump from body to bodies of different people who are driving. So like if you just any car you see driving, and if you want to drive it, you can just be like, okay, swoop, I'm that car now.
And I've seen people do like crazy ass like chases and like stop them with like other pedestrians cars or something like that.
You're in a high speed chase and there's cars behind you, just switch to a different car in a different lane, crash that car, switch back to your other car, and you just like get away and you're like, haha, sucker.
Fucking dude, the thing like, see for me, dude, I try to think about that and like I've played so many fucking games all the time that I don't even think I have ones that are like my favorite that I remember off the top of my head, you know?
Yeah, you don't have like a favorite game, bro. Oh, another game I play on PS3 a little bit was it was really weird. I don't know how to I don't know if it was a disc or a program, or I think it was a disc that like my brother like had a bunch of like illegal games downloaded on it. I don't know. It had like 10 different games on it. It had like a Demolition Derby game and Astro Boy and just a bunch of random ass games. But fucking my favorite one was Shadow of the Colossus, dude. That game is fucking sick.
That game is a banger and a half. I remember playing that on the PS2 with my cousins. That was always like, I was always terrified of the fucking giant monsters.
Oh, dude, the monsters were so fucked. I couldn't beat it when I was a kid, but when I got it remastered on PS5, I beat that shit. I'm like, yeah.
Of course, you got to see it. That looks all pretty.
It looks so good.
I think my first ever remember was Ratchet and Clank, watching my mom play it. And then secondly, my first game I played by myself was like Crash Bandicoot. And like, that's what I remember growing up off of. And then a bunch of all types of fucking random ass games of good and bad. And then but the game that like got me through it, that I was like, oh, this is the fucking shit, was Jak and Daxter. Those games were the shit, Rob.
I've never, did you ever play Oddworld?
Yeah, I did. I played a little bit of it.
That was an OG game. I used to play that with my friend Jack, last name.
It's one of those trial and error kind of games where you kind of like, you die but you respawn kind of fast and try again, you know?
Yeah, literally. It's just like, well, that didn't work. What about that? Nope, that didn't work. What about that?
You should fucking, Rob, like, they remastered the Jak and Daxter series. They're probably like dirt cheap, but no, like, the first one is kind of like Mario. Explore a little land area, collect all the orbs, collect all the shiny things, you know, do things to collect stuff, whatever, right?
Oh, but then attacking the fucking Staff of Dreams.
Tacking? Oh, yeah.
No, attack and the Staff of Dreams. Like, that kid
Tack. Yeah. I remember he was like the little kid with the little belly. He was like
his little tubby belly.
And yeah, you could flip around a lot. I remember playing that game, and it was kind of goofy and silly. But it's also like, what a weird person to like be your like mascot.
It's a weird game, man. There's a lot of weird ones. Oh, Sly Cooper was sick. That was another weird game that was just like on that quote unquote illegal disc program I would play. It was Sly Cooper.
That was really good too. Rob. Okay, honestly, unironically, we need to play Barnyard and Barnyard. That, you know, they're talking
Back
about Barnyard.
The Barnyard Battle Brawlers.
No, you know that movie Barnyard. It's got like Otis the cow and like there's that.
Yeah,
pig
Back at the Barnyard.
Is that what it's called? Back at the Barnyard.
Yeah.
Are you talking about the game or the show?
The movie or the show?
I thought it was just called Barnyard.
No, it's Back of the Barnyard.
Back of...
No, back the... at... Back at the Barnyard.
Back at the Barnyard. That's the show.
That's what the movie, called? Too. Just look up Back at the Barnyard movie.
Okay, cool. I think you're right. Let me just see what the game is called. Oh, it was just called Barnyard.
Oh, that's what... Okay, that's funny.
Yeah, so the game was just called Barnyard, and it was released on, like, everything.
Barnyard, right? Barnyard.
Dude, it's the greatest... It's one of the greatest PS2 games ever made, Rob. It's a stupid Barnyard Animals game.
I'm a cow.
No, like, literally, a new cow arrives into the farm, right? You make your cow, and then you get to go hang out with all the animals. And all the animals have, like, different mini-games for you to play, and they're all pretty fun. And you earn money for them and learn how to like cook and then make drinks and then do all this shit and then leave the farm and it gets bigger and bigger and more mini games, more money. Well, you use that money because at nighttime you open up the club in the Barnyard house, right? Like the show.
Oh, dude, and you get a club going.
You gotta upgrade the club and then you can add more mini games in there. And dude, it's really addicting to try to like grow and make the fucking baddest like Barnyard place, and all the mini games slap. There's like racing. Sick. There's like,
ooh, okay, early, another PS2 PS2 game was fucking it was a Cars game. I don't remember what it was, probably just called Cars, but like it was sick too.
Cars, oh yeah, the OG Cars. I remember that was like, I played the demo of that on like the Xbox. The only thing I remember watching the GTA 4 trailer like come on a commercial one day, and my dad, I was like looking at it like, oh dude, I want that so bad, but dad can't even get it. My dad was like, yeah, when GTA 8 comes out, and I was like, fuck.
I was like, I want that. Yeah, see, I didn't. Yeah, I wasn't dumb. I was really. I didn't know about like. I was. I never really got into the internet until I had like a phone until I was in like eighth grade, and then that everything took off. It's like, oh, this is what the internet's supposed to be. Like, this shit's crazy.
My dad was very much like, he wouldn't. So he didn't like it if I watched Family Guy, like Adult Swim shows, or if I like, and he didn't want to buy me like GTA, but he'd buy me like other like violent games, just like, you know,
maybe not that one, right?
Dude, my mom would tell me not to watch like Adult Swim and shit, but she'd fall asleep before Adult Swim would even come on. So I would just keep watching the show until it went to Adult Swim and be like, oh, would you look at that? I gotta watch it.
Yeah, and also, like, when you're a kid and you're up late, like, what are you supposed to fucking watch and there's no good cartoons on? You put on Adult Swim because it's, like, a little raunchy and, it, you know, and hope you don't get the scary stuff that comes on.
Yeah, as long as you don't get the weird shit. It's like, oh, cool, it's just the stupid cartoon where they say ass and butt all the time. It's like, okay.
My favorite memes are when people are fucking sitting there and, like, they're remembering when they were a kid watching adults, like, Cartoon Network and the Adult Swim would switch over and be, like, the most fucking existential like ad switch, like where it's the black screen with the text and like some weird image.
Oh dude, those were always crazy. Like, oh, it's time. It's just, it's like a ritual. It's like, uh-oh, it's what, well, I'm no longer a kid.
It's like, oh, it's eight o'clock, we'll see you back tomorrow, Cartoon Network, thanks for watching. And then Adult Swim will just no sound, just Adult Swim pops up and then words come up saying your life is going to end and that's okay, but will you be okay? And then it'll have a third eye pop up and be like, wee, wee, wee.
It's just like a bunch of trippy acid visuals, and it just like throws you into like King of the Hill or Family Guy or something. Like, what was that?
Dude, you 12-year-old are like, what, my breathing is gonna stop? What? I just wanted to hear the dog say fuck.
It's like, when you die, will you really meet God or will you meet Satan? It's like, I never really wanted to think about who I'd meet.
Who are they? Oh, and Rob, so should we talk a bit about like the show thing we're working on, or should we keep that more of a working on the side thing?
It's a little thing we're working on the side. We can tease it. I mean, don't get us wrong.
As productive, about, like,
as productive as we are, it is on one of the burners of our kitchen that we are working on.
Well, it's something that we're working on, but it's something that is gonna take a lot of time, and we want to make sure it's done right.
Yeah,
and done really well. We wanted to have, like, I genuinely wanted to have like TV feel, but like not YouTube feel. It's gonna be really hard. I've never done anything like that, but I feel like we can. You know?
Yeah, we can do it.
But
we can edit anything in post.
Yeah, and I really want to like rewrite some more stuff and like really hold some of these to scrutiny and have more of our friends help us like expand on the ideas. Like the lemonade thing, it's done, but we need to have like you, me, and like a few other people like just sit down and like see what we can add or make it like more fleshed out and not so static, you know?
Yeah, we just gotta, yeah, we have the idea, we just gotta fucking, you know, expand upon it. We gotta give it a world.
Well, I mean, like, maybe we could you know, we got another like 20-30 minutes for like our podcast. Maybe we could just talk about like what we view the show as and how we describe it and like what we think and what we want from it, like what we, you know, what we like, you know, that way I can hear from you. I haven't really talked to you too much about it, and that way I can work with that too, you know.
Yeah, so I mean, like,
well, good.
I mean, what I want to get from the show, I mean, don't get me wrong, like, it's definitely more humorous, but also not serious, but just like grounded, not just like completely out there. You know what I'm saying?
It's, you have to set up something. You have to set up something to be broken. You can't just have it be broken already because it's not entertaining. You have to like make something and then break it. That's what's funny about it.
You can't break a Lego set if you haven't built it.
We can't always be crazy and wacky characters, and all the people outside can't be crazy and wacky. We all kind of have to feed off.
So we have to go somewhere to take off our clown makeup and cry about it.
Like with that lemonade stand thing, like that one where I did with you, our characters should be able to switch places. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Of who they are and what they want. We just give them a different reason. Oh, I'm doing it because I need money to buy drugs or art supply shit or whatever the fuck, or meet somebody. And then, you know what I mean? And then you're just like,
why would I do that?
We're trying to save up so we can get rich, and there's a reason for that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it should fit that context.
We've got lore. We got to give it lore. We're working on the lore. The dragons are coming.
Like, and it's like, since it's the beginning of something, the fun thing about it is there's nothing holding us back. So really just throw all the like crazy, what can we do off no budget kind of vibes.
Yeah. And that's the best part. Like, once we throw a bunch of shit at the wall, that's the best part. We'll just see what sticks. It's just like, well, okay, well, that didn't, that dude, that didn't, that didn't, that did, that did, that did.
I'm trying to think, like, we're not like, so I'm trying to think of something that would be our shtick and be together. Like, so our, I don't know, for roommates, I need something that keeps us like, we are together all the time and this is our struggle all the time.
Like, I kind of like the idea of, like, I'm egotistical and I want the
attention. What about instead of, like,
and you're very money hungry. Sorry, go ahead.
What about, like, instead of roommates were, like, paying to keep, like, a literal, like, studio or, like, an area, like the place that we, like, a literal work area. It's like, yeah, this is a tiny business and we always need fucking money because for whatever reason we don't know how to run this business, but we have a business.
We run a business that's everything business. We can call, dude, our show can be called Everything Business.
The Everything Business. What do you guys do? It's everything.
Everything, yeah.
What do you need us to do? It's like, can you move some washers? Hey, Sean, you know someone with a truck? Yeah. Yeah, we can move some washers.
Perfect. It would be it could be like a spin of like Smiling Friends, but like it's we do everything. We will help you with anything and do anything for you. And then we'll have... Ooh, it could be the setup of like wacky characters come to us and we have to deal with some crazy bullshit.
And then we can have reoccurring customers like, hey, aren't you the guy that wanted us to move washers? Yeah, can you help me throw them away? What? Yeah, I don't want them anymore. It's been 2 days.
There you go. That's perfect. And see, like, your character needs to be able to... I feel like you are perfect for switching between like being weird and wacky out there and being serious. Like, it's been 2 days. Like, it's been, you know,
2 days. Like, what the fuck?
That's exactly how I feel like you'd say it. And I feel like the one thing I think we would get into is I've learned is our characters should almost find almost nothing that we do is funny. It should just be funny to the person who is watching. We should take it so seriously in the middle of it. You know what I mean? Like, we're all, like, very much these people.
No, I love it. I love it when the people that are doing, like, the funny shit are just like, no, I'm not funny, though. It's like, did you not just hear what you just said? What did I say?
You gotta be, like, committed. You know what I mean? Like, because I a lot of people who did this stuff and do a lot of entertainment, I always hear all the time is, don't... They shouldn't think what they're doing, someone who's funny, like a character or whatever, shouldn't think what they're doing is funny. They have to believe it to whatever extent of what they're doing is like right. You know what I mean?
It's like you're in that world. So it's like, no, just because you said something funny doesn't mean you were trying to be funny. It's like, just you'd continue to move on anyways.
You know, like when Mac fucking says wild card, cuts the brakes off the car, it's not because, oh, that's so random and funny. It's because it's part of his like it's part of like his character, because
he would have actually done that. And that wasn't Mac, that was Charlie, you fool.
No, I mean, I got the character's names confused.
This guy doesn't even watch Always Sunny.
Not anymore since my ex left.
Oh, cry me a river.
I did.
No, I haven't saved up in jars.
This show, from what I'm very much, I think I'm going to be very heavily inspired by Always Sunny, especially the earlier seasons. Like, I feel like we should try to go for the way it was shot on, like, season 1 and 2. Like,
no, I love the early season, like, Always Sunny, because the vibe just, like I said, like, not to be Mr. Repeat Broken Rick, but, like, just the grounded down-to-earth. Like, oh, he just shot it on his, like, his phone or shaky camera. I was like, oh, yeah, like, that's exactly what we did.
And I feel like once we like start reading them and doing them together, we'll be able to build a repertoire. And then like also, I think our scenes should be built and be open to a lot of improv.
Like, no, that's the best part. Everything about it is like half of it is improv. Like it, all like when we write like a story, it's just kind of structure. It's like we still got to build upon it. It's just like a blank house. Like there's nothing in it. Like you gotta
like work. The lemonade stand thing I wrote, I think is a good building block, but I don't like how it's structured. Like, I like the whole idea of like, oh, like they're terrible people. It's a good thing, but maybe we could change it up a bit of like how terrible they are. It doesn't have to be like lemonade, but they like hit someone.
And it rob could be them. Like us trying to get lemonade. Like this kid comes to us like, hey, can you help me sell more lemonades? Like we got you. And it's like, we'll double your profits by the end of the month. And then it's like at the end of the month, it's like, dude, we have no fucking idea. What do we got? It's like, I got an idea.
We sit down with the kid. It's like a FBI investigation room. I'm like trying to break him down the numbers. Like, sir, we have to tell you something very seriously.
It's like, how many customers do you have? What's your profit margin? Where do you source these lemons?
Yeah.
Don't laugh at the chance. This is a serious investigation. Write this down.
I'm also trying to think, like, what if we're both gonna be like out there characters? Do you think one of us needs to be the more straight grounded character? Because like when you think about Always Sunny, Dennis is the straight grounded character. He's a sociopath, but he's also the one who's like, this is ridiculous, everyone's acting crazy. You know what I mean?
I mean, unfortunately, I feel like that role would just have to go to you, because there's no way I could actually take myself seriously for that long.
I feel like
I feel like you will have to. I feel like you, like, your presence on, like, how you act in general and on camera, I think you'd be a better mix of, like, Mac and Charlie, because
sure,
you're you could be out there, but you can also be a little bit, like, sincere, you know, a little, like.
Like, I'm aware that I'm stupid, but I could work with this.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, also, I've, part of me's been thinking, like, what if I wrote it where, like, my character is more of the straight, like, normal, like, character, having to deal with, like, your crazy antics and bullshit. Because I'm having a hard time for myself writing, like, what would my guy be like? What is this zany out there kind of thing? Because, like, the art thing's kind of lame. I wanted to make something that, like, what's our thing, you know? What's our job? What do we do?
What do we do?
And the idea of, like, oh, we run an everything business where we wait for people to come in and ask for help with, like, the craziest of things. Like, that would work. But also, like, that's not a real business. It's not grounded, you know?
No, yeah. That's, yeah.
So, you know, it could be something very casual, like, at first. Like, what is something that will, a reason why we are shooting it in an apartment? Like, do we live together? Are we really close friends? Are we siblings?
It could be it could be like, we're not roommates. We just happen to have the same apartment next to each other. I mean, we're friends, but we weren't like planning on this. Like, oh, dude, we got the same apartment in the same place. It's like, oh, yeah, we live right next to each other. Sick.
That could be good, like, backstory kind of thing. Well, because we're going to shoot it either in my apartment or your, like, place. You know what I mean? Like, the first one.
Yeah, that'd be really that'd be really funny, because my house would look completely different than yours. But it's like, aren't you my next door neighbors? Like, yeah.
that could work. We have to build up on it, but yeah, I could see how that work. Like, my house looks way different than your house.
Like, this is right next door to mine. It's like, yeah.
Oh, dude, then if we ever got, like, the budget, the joke could be, like, you live in, like, in a trailer, like, house thing, and, like, a parking lot next to my normal, like, apartment.
Dude, that'd be so funny. Dude, I've been looking at fucking little trailers. They're so expensive.
Trying to think. Oh, yeah, and then, like, the joke could be, like, I spend a lot on my tiny-ass, like, little apartment, and then you came out here on a whim just to...
I spend a lot of money on everything except where I live, because it's a little tiny trailer thing that I tow around in a car.
What I was looking at a picture of me and Kyle over there. What if we make it so, like, I'm more of the straight edge, like, character. I'm a little weird and zany, but, like, I deal with a lot of more of your bullshit. And I moved to a new town or something. I moved to, you know, like, Chico, or a new town or whatever. I moved to a new place to be with my girlfriend. And you
stop being my talking best about friend, real life.
Well, I know, but you being my best friend, Goofy Govball, and then also I don't want to ruin our friendship. Like, you tag along, but it's also kind of like, you're really crazy and out there and weird. You know what I mean?
It's like, yeah, I happen to also move out of your cheek in a crazy car trailer.
It's me. It's about me trying to juggle my life with, like, trying to juggle my life with my girlfriend and also maintaining my best friend who's a bit out there.
Stop talking about real life.
Well, I mean, like, think about that. Like, we could write really good stuff off of that.
Bro's talking about real life. She's going crazy. This is getting grounded.
Like, if, like, the first episode could be, like, the whole, like, me, like, moving and me going to this new place and this and that, and then you showing up and that being, like, the dynamic or the problem of, like, oh, shit, like, you know, I don't know, like, where it being, like, oh, it's a little weird that you follow me out here, but it's also, like, I want you out here, but it's also, like, why did you follow me? That's like, why wouldn't I want you out here kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
So, that could be a good, like, launching pad.
I fuck with it. We could write with that.
I don't know, because a part of me is just like, I feel like we're both kind of like hitting with ideas of our own, but we're not both going like, oh, that's great. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You throw out something. Throw out your another fucking, you know, why... Are the setup. Throw up a different setup for our characters and settings.
I'm gonna hit this vape. Two dudes.
You can ask ChatGPT also just for a little help. Be like, can you give me a setup for two characters that are, you know, a setting?
What if I gotta do a thing?
Probably write down too. All right, that's the wrong app. I could probably say it. Be like, oh, give me a character. Just like to have some. I'm not gonna use what it exactly says. Give me a. I don't know, a setting for two stoner characters who live together. Okay, well, one, our characters are stoners. They smoke. Is that a thing? They smoke a lot.
I thought that was like a given.
Okay, so our characters are stoners. They smoke a lot. So it should be based off of like we are. Are we drug motivated, addicted, or is it something that we're is like in our pastime? We use it to get by in life, like smoke weed kind of thing, or like party hard. We love drugs and doing meth and shit sometimes.
I feel like smoking just like the should be just our equivalent to just like drinking a beer. It's just like, yeah, you're trying to smoke a joint right now, you're trying to rip a bong.
Fair enough.
Just like keep it, you know, casual, how we are more or less with it. I mean, except at parties where we're a little eccentric with it.
I feel like the things is like we could, I'm just debating them, like, do we live together and do we work together, or, you know, with, and if not, with what else, you know?
It says there's like delivery services, e-commerce, fucking crafts and artisanal businesses. I don't know. Like the idea of the everything business. Like, what do you guys do? A little bit of everything. I'm an entrepreneur.
Oh, yeah, no, like, what if we, what if we make it like where me and you are roommates, we're homies, best friends, blah, 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 that's our history.
We're trying to become top G. How about we're two alphas in a studio apartment? You gotta riz it up, know what I'm saying?
No. And like, we're sitting on the couch, we're smoking, we have some banter, we make funny lines, this and that. And then I'm debating between two options. Like, there is an app that exists that's like, hires people to do random shit. And that's what we do to get money to pay for rent, is we do random jobs, sometimes together, sometimes apart from the app. Or two,
do the app, make our own call, app. The app's just called a job.
Is it called a job?
No, it's called a job. Yeah, just like it says, it's just one word, just a job. It's like, dude,
What? Dude, that could be part of the banter from the beginning. Like, a job for what? No, it's just called a job. Like, the app itself is called a job.
Did you get
like,
a job?
It's like, anyone call it that? I don't know why anyone called it that. I'm just telling you what it's called. Why are you getting mad at me? I'm just asking what it's called.
See, that's a perfect right there. It's, yeah, I got a job.
Perfect.
And I got a job offer. What do you mean? Yeah, I got an offer. Got an offer on a job.
I think that'd be perfect, Rob. And we can, like, since I'll probably be visiting home when we can actually record it, you know what I mean? Visiting you guys.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, like, maybe we can use, like, your couch in front of the TV as, like, the shot of us talking and chilling in the couch.
Oh, it's a perfect shot.
Vibing.
Giant-ass couch, giant-ass TV.
And then, yeah, and then we'll come up with some cinematography where the camera will look good. And we were to record that, and then we can have it be like, oh, we both have a job today, like something we have to do. And then it's either we have to go deal with someone who's fucking crazy or bad shit, situation's crazy or bad shit, or we are just very,
or the situation's extremely straightforward and we don't make it straightforward.
Yes, exactly.
It's just like, I need you to transport this couch from my old house to my new couch, from my old house to my new house. It's like, okay, we can do that, bro. I lost the couch. We haven't even gotten to the old house.
And it's like, I lost it. It's like, we both have to deliver a couch. We're in an argument with each other about who can do our jobs better. And then it's like, oh yeah, I'll be there first. And then you get there, and then you're like, oh, I lost the couch, and that's so funny. And then they come to me, and then they're like, did you lose the couch too? And I'm like, no. And they're like, oh, great. And I'm like, but it's on fire. Just burning in the back of my truck on fire. They're like, how did it catch on fire? It's like, I was on the highway.
He's like, how did he lose the couch? He's like, I didn't lose mine. Mine only caught on fire.
And then you look at the couch, you're like, hey, that's the couch I lost. I'm like, oh, then I lost my couch. See, that'd be perfect. Yeah, see, it's writing itself. Okay, so we're best friends, and we struggle paying rent, and we pay rent by doing odd jobs off of this app on our phone.
Called a job.
Called, yeah, a job. Off get a job. And then, like, later on when they update, it's called get a job.
Get a job. Did you get a job? It's like, what? Did you download it? Did you get the update?
A running gag could be like, oh, we do like the crazy, we always have to do with weird, crazy people asking us for basic or weird stuff, right? But every now and again, we both want a real job that's consistent,
And whenever we apply or go to try for a real job for a little, that's when it also gets like, we just fucking suck. Things just explode. And it's like, oh, you guys just have bad luck.
He's like, bro, how is the record store? Bro, I've been here for a week and every single record I get, every time I start cleaning it, it gets scratched. I don't get it.
It could be like, oh, I got like, oh, dude, what happened to your job at Starbucks? It's like, oh, I got fired. Fired for what? I didn't realize you have to give people straws. I'm like, what the fuck do you mean?
It's like, I actually don't actually know what coffee is.
I don't know what straws are or coffee are. I'm like, what do you, that's what you've been serving.
You went into a coffee job. Like, I really thought they would have told me. No one told me what coffee was.
Do you think your character should be, like, the dumb one? Like, kind of like how Charlie can't read? Like, do you think you should have something funny like that? Like, you, I don't know if you... I don't want to rip and be like, oh, you can't read either. It should be something else.
But, I mean, I really can't read.
You want it to be like, you can't read?
I mean, it'd be funny because, like, that would make the improv a lot easier, because if I actually had to read something on camera, it'd be me, like, genuinely, like, not being able to read the word. And it'd be just like... like, and asparagus. That doesn't... Rob, that says ascension.
No, actually, okay, your character struggles with reading, okay? And my
and your guys' struggle, I mean, I mean, not to hit low hanging fruit as a double edged sword, you could be a short guy.
I also love that you're like, oh yeah, but not to be rude. Some people get really upset. What do you mean I'm short? Like, no, that'd be pretty fun. Like, no, I mean, you and Parker, all my closest friends are really tall. Yours are all, like, 6 foot fucking something. So, like, it would also be a running joke that, like, everyone I'm hanging out with is taller than me. You could, that could be your thing. I think you're fucking dumb, and you think I'm fucking short.
That'd be pretty funny. I fuck with this. This is ready. This is amazing. Netflix is gonna pick this up for, like, 2 seasons.
We both
struggle with... And then cancel this abruptly.
We both struggle with getting women. That's the thing too. We're stoners that just need to pay rent.
Yeah.
Figuring it out every episode.
He's like, bro, I don't understand. When I went to dinner with the chick, we ate food, I paid and everything, and I don't understand what went wrong. It's like, what happened when you took her home? Like, oh, I was supposed to take her home too.
To take her home.
Okay, I know, I was a little confused too. She kissed me on the lips right before I got in my car and I drove off. She seemed kind of mad. It didn't really make any sense. She's throwing me a lot of mixed signals.
So okay, we're roommates who are stoners, working odd jobs to pay rent, and then eventually, hopefully, maybe we can, if it does well and we do a good job, we can get someone to be our landlord and have them be some crazy old person.
That'd be pretty funny. Like the drunk guy in Trailer Park Boys.
Exactly.
Just always falling down.
We're roommates who are stoners working odd jobs to pay rent. What would? Okay, so the first episode, I wrote like all those things, like the lemonade, all that stuff. It was just like ideas. Like, give me.
Everyone who's listening, don't steal our ideas, please. We love you.
Go for it, bitch. Try. We'll make it better. Sorry.
Yeah, you know what? I take back what I just said, bitches.
So like. We're roommates, and what do you think the first shot should be? What are we doing? Am I chilling in the house? Are you chilling in the house? Or one of us coming home from work? One of us came home from work from being fired, and then we're both gonna relate how we're both jobless now. That's a good way to indicate that we're struggling.
Okay, in that case, I would have to be on the couch because I feel like I would be the one. It's like, oh yeah, I haven't had like a job in like a month. It's like, bro, we supposed to pay rent in like a couple of days. Like, I know, perfect. I'm working on it.
But then you're the one that also finds the app to help us like pay rent. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like, dude, hold, I've been scrolling all day. Give me a sec.
Rob is waiting on couch.
And then like, yeah, you just like bust in. Yeah, you can be like, I don't, yeah, you can be like a librarian getting fired or something. Be like, bro, like they didn't tell me how many pages I had to fucking turn.
Yeah, and then it's like, I'm like, oh yeah, I got fired. They didn't tell me how many. They didn't tell me I couldn't. I don't know, fucking something so stupid. They didn't tell me I couldn't give adult books to children, but I thought we were about education.
It's like, dude, they told me like people could take the books, but when I took like a whole wheelbarrow full, they got pissed.
Oh, perfect. That's even better. Fired from something. Fired from something. Raw.
Rob shows, what is it, like the fucking a job app.
It's like, bro, I've been scrolling on like Reddit and shit, and like I've been seeing this ad. It's called Get a Job, or it's called a job.
it's called a job.
It's called a job. I think it might help.
All right, cool. So we now have, we know what we, you've shown us what these are, and then we're both gonna try it. So
and just like immediately, like, dude, the first one that showed up after I downloaded is all we gotta do is sell lemonade.
the first one is we're gonna do it together, and it should be really weird and wacky, and we should be uncomfortable, but it should pay us a fuck ton that covers rent, and we're like, okay, we have to do this forever for seasons.
It's like, dude, know? All these ones are just like 10 or 20 bucks. What about, it's like, dude, that one's $725. How much is rent today? $723. Oh my god.
A lot of them are just like walk a dog or something like that. And then this one just says like, help me take out like the trash. And maybe we discard a dead body.
Just like, I need you to help me get rid of these black bags in my big black pickup truck, and dude, and it's all dark
tinted. Parker could play the serial killer guy who's like, can you help me like get rid of all these like black bags and stuff like that? And he's like wearing like a big like cleaner's trench outfit coat or something, covered in blood.
We're like, yeah, dude, we got you.
We should just be completely oblivious and totally ready to help and willing because of like the money and stuff. It should be like really uncomfortable and like.
Like, oh yeah, you're probably just a butcher, bro. It's all good.
your guy, Rob, you'd be really into it because you're so oblivious, and I'll be really uncomfortable, like weird vibes. This guy's a killer. This guy's weird. I don't know, I like it.
Just then, like, Rob, is this guy a killer? It's like, bro, look at him. He's a nighttime butcher.
Wait, okay, so we discard body part. That's funny. Parts for a killer. Rob likes the job. The second part, then it covers half of rent, and then I'm like unsure, but you're like, what else are we gonna do? And like, well, let me find a job where we're not gonna have to deal with Jeffrey Dahmer, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And what's this other job, the second job that convinces me that I like it and we should do it, but you kind of like put up with it and it's a little weird in like your context, like what would be weird for you but normal for me?
Right. I mean, it could be another one of the, like, it could be a basic task, but we just can't do it. It could be just like literally just moving a couch or a TV or something, or like breaking a vase and having to find a new vase all day.
It could be it should be something where like we do it, but you also like, I'm trying to think, fuck, like, sorry. You would
What about like litter? I'm like moving a bunch of like pebbles from like one side of like someone's yard to like a different side, but it literally makes no, like, it's like something where you have to do a lot of work, but it doesn't look like anything changed. Like one of those things. It's like, oh yeah, I just need you to move the dirt or like flip the rocks or something. It's like this whole lot. Yeah. It's like what? Why? It's like, well, they're getting you gotta flip them every once in a while. It's like, what? Why? So I'm paying you to flip them. It's like, okay, I guess. Like, fuck.
We would, no, I mean, who's fucking let us do this to the lawn?
No, I'm just spitballing. I'm just, like, saying something like that where, like, you've been doing it for hours, then you do, like, the zoom out shot, and it's like, it looks exactly the same. It's like, thanks, here's $200. It's like, yeah, no worries, dude.
I just thought of one that could be, like, the second one, and then I thought of, like, the final act. I think I kind of figured, Rob, second one. Nude modeling.
I'm not okay with that.
We could just be like our shirt off in the up top part, and we can imply
like it. I'll go boxers max.
You don't need to go boxers. I'm talking about shirt off, and then we don't show your unders and make it seem like we're naked, you know? So I was thinking like, oh, I sign up like, oh, for nude modeling, I'm really into the art and like support, like, oh yeah, like this is great. I like the attention. I'm like, oh yeah, nude modeling. Fuck
oh
yeah,
dude, okay,
this.
So like,
and you're offer, like, this is really weird. Like,
no, dude, like the offer on the app is just like, like it just says like modeling. It's like, oh dude, this will be easy. It's like, oh yeah, here's the nude models, and we're like nude models, and you're like, oh, that's fine. I'm like, Sean, we didn't talk about this, Sean.
And I'm like, it's fine. What are you like, why are you being such a big, are you ashamed of your body? Are you ashamed of mine? Like,
it's like, yes. Like, look at me, Sean.
And you're like, well, don't be, you fucking bigot. Like, let's go.
It's like, wait a minute, Sean, you can't, but no.
And then we'll have like, you know, like a shot like of us like just standing next to each other with our shirts on, and then it'll be like record like the top half, and we'll just both be there. I'll be like really into it, and you'll be really uncomfortable and hate it, and then we'll have like flashing like light thing to make it look like camera pictures and like paint or whatever. And then we'll go home and I'll be like, dude, okay, this app is pretty amazing. You're like, I'm not really sure about it. And I'm like, all right, well, hold on. Let's, I didn't like that first job. You didn't like the second job. Let's find a third job that we both like. And it's like with Crab, and we help him with like cutting some weed all day. And we're like, get a job's the best thing ever.
It's like, this is amazing. He's like, he's like, Crab, he's like, dude, I just got this app today too. I didn't think it'd be you guys. I'm like, dude.
Yeah, and then Crab hires us to help with weed.
Dude, where are we gonna get weed?
We both like. Yeah, and then it becomes like, maybe Crab could become like our he could be like, and alternatively at the end he become our dealer, so it's not like our job for the entirety of the thing, or become like our,
or just like at the end you can just be like, yo dude, if you ever just want to buy weed off me, it's like, you don't have to work for me, like, bet.
Yeah, like right after when we're all done and everything, it's just like, all right boys, $200 for you guys, this and that. And then we're just like, oh yeah, finally be able to finish off rent. It's like, yeah, you can have $200 or pound of weed, by the way, you know, if you want for your work. And then we're just like,
son of a bitch.
You just see us taking home the whole pound.
It's like, just split it 50-50. It's like, yeah, we got $100 and a half pound of weed.
Fuck. We don't have enough rent.
It's like, fuck. Dude, we just sell all this weed.
Yeah, again, start looking.
Like, hold on. How many couches did we have at the start? 4? 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, we're missing one.
Ah.
Shit.
So, okay, I think I like the setup so far. So, you know, I come in, we're both lost our jobs, you show us the app, we do the weird killer job, I don't like it, you like it, nude modeling, I like it, you hate it. Then we work for Crab, and we both like it, and we're like, maybe this app is, like, not so bad. Maybe
it's like, we just gotta filter. We just gotta filter through.
We just gotta put up with it.
It's like, we just gotta, it's just one time.
And then other episodes, we can have fun with, like, doing a whole one where it's just you or it's just me, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and then some episodes don't even have to be about the job. Just be like, oh, dude, we actually saved up rent at the beginning of the month. We did it. I'm like, sick. That means we can just chill.
I've always wanted to start, like, an episode of something of ours, like, where it's, like, one of us is, like, covered in something. Looks fucking crazy. Is holding, like, a briefcase or holding something and just running for their life with a camera, like, in front of them. It's, like, panic mode. And then it cuts to, like, black and it's just, like, a few hours earlier.
No, I don't want to do a few hour earlier thing. I hate going... I hate that shtick.
It's supposed to be for comedy. It's not like a movie. Like, oh, you don't know how did we get it? It's supposed to be like funny. Like, what the fuck? Like, it needs to be really out there. And then you just be like, you'd be like me, full on fucking naked with like a fucking like a headband on, like running, covered in fucking blood. And it's just like, what the fuck happened? Oh, and then, I don't know, I've always wanted to do one of those where it's just, like, really out there. It's just, like, what happened? I want to know how we led up to this point.
Only if we can do, like, a record scratch and be like, yeah, that's me, Sean. You want to know how I got to this position? We're going to have to take it back a couple hours.
It'd be really funny if it was me, like, doing it, but it was you as my voiceover or vice versa.
Oh, my God.
It's you, but it's me voicing you.
Hey, it's me, Sean. You want to know why I'm covered in a bunch of red paint? Whoa.
Dude, that's fucking perfect. Fucking, okay, I like the setup we have so far. I think I'm going to write a bit of terrible shit for, like, how we're going to enter in, have that be funny. And, I got to show it to Kion and a few other people and shit like that. But I'll send you, like, the script once I have, like, a little base going.
Cool beans.
Well, everybody, that was just a little pitch session of how we're making the shows. Literally how the ideas work.
That was us talking for a little bit and talking a little bit more.
And you'll know if we follow through or if we fail incredibly.
It's like, no matter what, we'll still be talking.
We'll still be talking. Yes, we will.
We'll still be talking.
Fucking, this episode, I think we're just gonna stick with it. It's gonna be called Alpha Males Love GTA 6. Well, I think that would be the name of it. And then we can have the pictures of, I don't know, do you want to be like, pretend like we're alpha? Oh, you could be like, do you want to be like the really like strong, super buff alpha male? And I'll be like the nerdy kid playing his video games.
Yeah, I have a couple weights I can just be like lifting.
Oh yeah, like literally like go full on, like I'm big mode, you know what I mean?
Can I make it look like I'm like struggling to lift the weights? Just like,
100%.
Yes.
All right, everybody. Well, I think that's it for this episode of the Rob and Sean Show. Rob, do you have anything you want to fucking close out before we close out?
Hey, man, don't walk under them ladders for that bad luck.
And